In his review, Neil Atkinson, joined by Paul Cope and Sean Rogers, we've allowed Dan Morgan a game off, and my God, he's picked his game cleverly, as we have Liverpool 1, Fulham 0. And we can maybe even start at the end, Paul. We've talked in the past about how teams will or won't address games at Anfield. And I think that there is a slight element of this one with Fulham. You know, it's worth saying it's the end of the season in a number of ways, especially for them. They very much hit their targets for the campaign. So they come into this with a bit of interest. I'm not saying they weren't trying or anything like that. But it really seemed to me as though once we get the slightly contentious penalty, they'd almost gone, tell you what, let's just see where it is with 15 to go. So we'll do the approaches in a minute. But I think that's a perfectly sort of human response, and especially against the Liverpool side that's looked a better nick recently. The idea that Fulham are almost happy, and they've been brilliant at game state this season, to say, you know what, boys, let's just make sure that nothing else bad happens to us. Let's make sure we're still in it. And that's the way in which the last sort of the last 20 minutes, even the whole of the second half, played out, I thought.
Yeah, I did the preview show with Ian earlier in the week, and mentioned that you know, they've had a bit of stick for, you know, the inverted commas, you're on the beach type stuff. And I made the point that I think that's just, for the most part, don't get me wrong, you do say every now and then, but I think for the most part, that's an old football thing, you know, where the lads were literally like, there's nothing left to play for. There's no way I'm not going out tonight, and there's no way I'm not going out last night. And so it would literally have a knock-on effect. To accuse these modern-day footballers of that sort of stuff, I think really, like, rankles with them. I don't think they like it, because these are elite athletes. You know, they're very professional. There's lots still to play for them, not least things like transfers, you know, a move to a bigger club. This is all televised. They know the eyes of the world are on them. And they're playing away at Anfield. Like, this is a big deal. I think people dismiss this too much, that it's a big deal in a footballer's career to play Anfield and to try and get a result. So there's lots going on behind the scenes for them. And I've got absolutely zero problem with any side coming to Liverpool and saying, if it's 1-0 with 10 left, that's fine. And especially at this stage of the season, as you say, because what do they want from this game? Do they expect to come and win? Not really. Would it be nice if they could? What's their main priority? Don't get battered. So let's try and not get battered. And if we're 1-0 and we're competitive, and we're solid with 10 left, I think they take that every day of the week before the game, because you could snatch something at the end and you can have a little gripe, especially in the way the game rolled out. So you can have a little gripe about the pen, and he can come in. We've talked about this in the past on this show with Sean's experience of actually being a manager. What do you say to your lads after the game? It's great for Marco Silva, isn't it? I saw his interview post-match, and he's got his head down, and it's almost part of the play, isn't it? Like, I've got to do this bit so I can go to me lads. It wasn't a pen. Yeah, come on, Marco. You'd want that pen every day of the week if it was the other way around. But it is. It all ties into exactly what you're saying. And I'm just okay with that. And from our perspective, we come away and we get to do the this stage of the season. It's just about getting 3 points.